Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah.
We are the guys next door with your two favorite hosts, missing the loud dog. We left him outside. He's still barking. He can't get in right now. Shout out to Mouse Jones. He's on the road doing his trap karaoke thing.
Yeah, man.
What city? He's in Nashville?
I think he's in Nashville today.
So if you're hearing this, Nashville's already over. So he's probably somewhere else. I don't know. Mississippi.
Somewhere.
New Mexico. Somewhere. He's doing his thing. He's actually got me tight because he is a nigga that never would travel. And now he travels so much that he's a fucking diamond medallion member on Delta. And it gets me so tight because it's so hard to become diamond. And I don't understand how he's doing it or did it, but he's done it in a pandemic. So congratulations to the nigga that never
in traveled. In the pandemic. That's what we're calling it. It ain't a pandemic for Mouse Jones. It is a bandemic. Why do you think we got clouds?
Text. Because he's, you know, we just here.
We just here.
We're just trying to rise to the top. So if you see him out and he says he has no money to buy you a drink, go ask for a
he's
drink.
He's a lie.
Because he doesn't drink. So that means he doesn't pay for drink. He doesn't buy drinks for himself.
Talk about it.
So he doesn't smoke it. So just ask him for a drink and say, Ryan sent you. Fly Ross sent you and Magwild sent you.
Absolutely.
To buy him, to buy you a drink on us, which is on him.
Which is really on him.
Because he got it.
Because he got it right now.
But thank y'all for tuning in another week.
Uh-huh.
I'm still waiting on some good ass letters to get my relationships involved. But it's cool. I'll keep waiting.
We're gonna wait.
I don't want you to shoot your shot in the message talking about, well, this is what you can do from I don't
I'm about
I'm
to
not
say
doing
I think
that.
You know that's gonna
we
happen.
We don't want that. I don't want that. I want some just good ass
advice.
Good advice or how your relationship's going, how with your man and what your woman made, how they made you feel this week in a positive way. I mean, there's always gonna be some negative vibes in there too, on not negative, but just things that built y'all in a better way and made y'all grow. But you know, maybe he went to see that lady and it fixed some problems
fixed
or whatever.
Some problems,
it is.
You know?
But I wanna hear some real deal stuff, not just the whole well, he got this and she got that. I don't want to hear all that. Just put me in a good space, a good light that I can mentally be stimulated in a positive way.
Chush.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here with my brother.
Yep.
Man Mac.
Mac Wiles in the place to be with my brother on the side of me, who facing me. Okay. We appreciate you guys for coming again. You guys know what to do. Wherever you guys are listening to this, please make sure you rate, make sure you subscribe, make sure you give us 5 stars if you can, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. You know, we like the validation. We appreciate it. And yeah, man, continue to watch the Patreon. If you are not looking at our Patreon, you guys are getting these episodes for free. You guys are moochers. You guys are bruh man from the fifth floor. Thanks. You guys are in our refrigerators. Mm-hmm. Go put some snaps on the petrol. Go help out.
With nothing.
Not even a little bit of drink. Not a little bit of food.
Not even a dressing.
Come on, son.
Can't even get a sauce.
I can't get a sauce?
I love sauces. So if I tell you bring something to my crib and you bring me a fire sauce that I just don't have,
low
I
key,
really appreciate that
low
shit.
Low key, a fire sauce will start
and it,
the...
And it lasts.
And it lasts.
Like, it's not like a juice. Don't bring me no juice. Unless I say, yo, we need juice
we
and
need
cups.
Juice? Yeah.
Bring me a sauce that will last, so when y'all niggas get out my house, I can still enjoy.
I can still
the
enjoy
sauce.
The sauce.
See what I'm saying?
That's fire.
You know what I mean? That's all we need.
So please just make sure you go to the Patreon, which is patreon.com/guysnextdoor. It's the Guys Next Door Pod or just Guys Next Door.
Type in both.
Yeah, type in both. You'll figure it out. make sure you guys go to the Patreon.
We've done a couple episodes. If they're not up there, it's because Miles Jones didn't add them. But they will be added. And I'm gonna just give y'all episode, just so y'all just feel free. I might just drop two this month just to like...
Just to get y'all back. And see, and so y'all understand how serious we are. Yeah, we
Miles,
back.
Miles been fucking up. But niggas fuck up.
Players fuck up.
But we get back.
We get right back.
At least we understand that we fuck up and we admit that we fuck up and we apologize
for
fucking up.
True indeed.
Communication. Proper communication.
Proper communication. That's so understand, we appreciate you guys for coming. We would not have made it this far without you guys.
Almost 3 years. 3 is crazy.
And
we was under 30.
Yep.
Now we about to be 33.
It's nuts, 33? Boy.
33?
About to be 33.
32 didn't count. 31 didn't count either. I'm really 30 again.
We'll count. This is the 30.
I'm still 32. No kids. No girl. Shit is crazy.
Nah, man. It's been amazing, and you guys have been on this ride with us, so we appreciate y'all.
I'm so lonely. I have nobody.
Oh man.
Nah, but I wanted to hop into some real true issues that are going on, especially in our black community, especially amongst. I mean, I can only speak about black men, mm-hmm. but I know it happens with our women and everything too. Is mental health.
Yeah, man.
And waking up, just being on a positive note instead of always having, like with us, we always have something on our mind that not necessarily has anything to do with us and nothing that we can stop.
True indeed.
But we always take it amongst ourselves to blame ourselves and be like, yeah, this person's problems. Or when you get that call, like, yo, I need help. Like, Mac, yo, man, I'm going through it. And mm-hmm. I need some help. And we take it upon ourselves, like, yo, if we can't fix a problem, then it automatically falls on us.
It'll burden us.
Yeah. And we have to really get out of that. Everybody's problem is not yours. Everybody's burden is not yours. You can't always make somebody happy. You have to make yourself happy first.
Yes.
And if you are happy, then you alone will change
start. Yeah,
lives.
You'll start to push the happiness on other people.
You don't have to,
do
much. Yeah. Once somebody shows that, once you walk in a room, like, I'm going to tell you now, I walked in this room today happy. Like, yeah. I'm going to have a great day. Just because I woke up like that, like it was supposed to rain today, like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, from last week, because we had the premiere tonight. And shout out to Nigel Sylvester.
Shout out to Nigel.
His premiere for his new Go video, Vegas, is coming out tonight. But probably in like 2 weeks when y'all hear this, so it came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I am happy to be a star in it. I got a couple scenes. If you know about Nigel's Go videos, they only are like 6 minutes long and they're very fast paced, but I'm in like 4 or 5 scenes. And I'm kind of just like showing him the way of Vegas in a way, if you kind of look at it like that.
I love it.
I also help my man coach behind the scenes. I won't say I'm a full assistant director now, but I assistant directed a good portion of it.
I mean, it's in your blood. Really, it makes sense. It makes sense.
So it's like, I'm so high energy today, and like I'm sending voice notes. I just want to hear people's voices today. Like, that's just me. I'm just on a positive vibe. So when I walk into places, like, if all that negative shit is in there, I'm getting rid of it. Like, I'm walking in. I'm gonna put that shit on tonight for this premiere. And I'm gonna walk in there like I directed the shit. Oof. Like, my name Nigel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're supposed to do with our brothers. And on a side note, we're supposed to do that with our brothers' events or our sisters' events. We're supposed to go in there like it's ours. Not saying that we're supposed to go take the mic and be like, oh, this. But nah. Now I'm walking that shit like this is your shit, and you're gonna make this the shit because it's our shit.
Where it's really supposed to stem from, and you made a really, really great point. You know, you walk in it like it's yours. So the same way that you would be excited and proud for something
that you
like
did.
that you really did it. But that's how you're supposed to walk into your people's joints. I was gonna ask you, you know, you said you woke up this morning happy. Do you have a morning routine? And if you do, like, what is it?
That's great that you said this. So I've started a new morning routine. the older you get, your bathroom routine gets longer and longer.
Yes, Lord.
Like, now it's like, before, you know, you're young, you just hop in the shower. You don't even want to take a shower. You just hopped in.
Hop in. Splash, splash, splash.
Get the fuck up out of it. Now it's like, you know, I take a shower. I condition my beard. Mm-hmm. I get out. Then I don't, you know me, I don't really wear durags.
Yeah.
So I wear when I get out the shower.
Yeah, literally, for everybody who wants to know, like, the secret to the fly ride wave pattern, he literally jumps out of the shower, puts the dewy on for like 10 minutes, like counts it out literally just until his hair gets dry.
Today was 5. I didn't have time. I didn't have time. Cause sometimes I forget and I'm like, dang, I didn't put the durag on. So I go throw some water in my hair. No added preservatives.
Nothing. Literally
just
nothing.
Water and a brush. Boom. So I, you know, put the durag on, and then I put like, I got some like CBD beard. I forgot the name of the brand. I'll shout you out next time. It's a black owned brand. I got some of that, put that in there with the oil, get it right. I don't have a skincare routine. I'm scared of putting shit on my face, honestly. Mm-hmm. I have my stuff that I use that I have my skincare line that I didn't even release, but I just have my products in my crib that I use. But I'm really scared about shit because I think my skin is actually amazing. And if I put something on it, it might
mess up your whole joint.
So I do that, but my new shit is I take time to like read.
Ooh.
A little every 30 minutes. Like,
okay.
I'm not really a big like open a book guy, so I do like a lot of audiobooks.
Yeah.
I said audibles is crazy.
No, I mean that's the name of the brand, but they ain't paying us shit. So
audiobooks. I'm reading right now. Why do I keep forgetting the name of this book? Cast.
Oh, it was the Oprah Book Club.
Yeah. So I'm reading Cast right now. I'm listening to Cast right now.
That's funny. It's funny you said that. I do audiobooks too. I'm the type of person, I'll buy the book and then I'll do the audiobook so that I can listen, then I'll notate what I need to notate from the book.
That's actually fire. That'd probably be better for me too if I listen to it and I can still just go over the words while they say them. But sometimes it works for people work for.
So book that I'm reading right now is Bell Hooks, All About Love. But
okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about books afterwards. But continues to the day.
So I started Cast. I'm not far. I think I've finished. I'm like chapter 2 or something like that. But you know, just that book is, you really could go over it mad times. Mm-hmm. Like so. I'm listening to that right now. So I try to do that for like 30 minutes. I did not do that today. I was just such in a, and I say this in a way, I don't want you to take it like I was in such a good mood, I didn't want to read, but it was just like, it was so much shit on my mind.
Yeah, you was already
and
floating.
I was just like, I'm flowing. My day is already, I got up. I'm like, all right. I pressed snooze a couple times, mm-hmm. got up out the bed, had a gangster sit down in the bathroom, took a shower, got right. Got some straws. Gonna put the straws at the venue tonight at the mm-hmm, movie theater for mm-hmm. the joint. You know, I'm just in my group. Got looked at the outfit again because I put it out last night. Like it was first day of school. I put the outfit out like it was the first day of school. Shout out to EE. I had to throw this shit on. In case y'all know, like, yes, this is out now.
It wasn't out when this episode came out.
This is online right now. They in the rain trying to get this thing. So whatever,
you know, put that something shit light. On. Something light.
I had to put that shit on for the people. But then I had to see my outfit for tonight when I put that shit on.
Oh yeah, I just so seen. I hold on, that. Y'all. Listen, I just seen it, and y'all gonna see this. But y'all gonna see the fit.
For sure.
Right when this episode drop. But understand,
I gotta put that shit
this
on.
This nigga got something for y'all.
Shout out to a great black owned brand in London. It's called Cold Laundry. Mm-hmm. They put my shit together. And I will be a future ambassador. I don't care if they say it or not. I don't care if they like it or not. That's gonna be me. I'm implementing me into their space.
You better talk.
So you know, I looked at my outfit today like it was the first day of school. Like, damn, bro, don't do them like that. Looked at my, talked to myself. I definitely talked to myself. Like, god damn, bro, you're doing your thing. Keep it up. Put that shit on, boy. Boom. Mm-hmm. Did that. Left the house smiling, caught a little oopski outside, boom, got here quick, got a little sandwich. I'm hype, happy, doing my thing. But that goes to say, oh, that's my morning routine. But till the start of it now is I'm not to a point where I don't look at my phone. I don't know if I'll ever be that way just because I'm an avid looking at emails kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I always want to know what's going on around me and who I just, need to yeah. who I need to support sometimes a little bit more that day.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And I'm very like, I like to communicate with my friends. Sometimes I wake up and be like, are you good? Like, how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. So sometimes more people need that push than others. Like, Mac, I know he has a lot of support right now and I know he's on stage. Like, it's a lot. So he might not need my, yo, you good, bro, as much as somebody else.
Somebody else.
Not saying
yeah.
I won't do it, But sometimes I'll be like, damn, this nigga's, he's having a tough day.
Yeah.
Or they need a little bit more attention. So, you know, I pay attention to those type of details. I do that with women, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one. But when I do, I pay attention
when,
to details.
When he gets one, when you know, one, he's, that's what I do. He's somebody who pays attention.
Very much so.
Ladies. So, listen, ladies. Mm-hmm. Fly Rye, he pays attention.
Quiet Storm.
The Quiet. This is this is Lenny Green from The Quiet Storm.
Lenny Green is crazy. Lenny Green is wild.
Yo.
But nah, I pay attention to detail. And I like to, like, if I feel good walking out the house, like, then
That shit pushes a lot. It permeates through your whole
especially
day.
Especially when you walk in a room and, like you said, there's some negative energy going on. I take all that shit out. I'm coming in there hot. Hot Take Raw is here today. I'm coming in there, and if you ain't happy, if you're not hype, like we did
you in the wrong place, fact, champ.
We did a walkthrough of the spot last night for the premiere, and the dude there was just he was going through some shit, and he was just like, "Yo, you guys wanted my theater. If you want to bring your own projector in, you could do this." Da, 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 da. And we looked at him like, "Yo, why are you going so hard?" So Nigel looking like, "Yo, mom, you know how Nigel get like, yeah. Yo, mom, mean like, yo, I don't want to talk to you right now because dude, like, yo, if you guys want your money back, you guys don't have to have the." And I had to pull Nas to the side. He was like, yo, what's wrong, homie? I said, yo, bro, for all we know, his lady could have did something at the house.
Facts.
His day could have went. He could have just had a bad day. Like, mm-hmm. And he's now, he couldn't take it out on his real problem, so he's going to take it out on us.
Yeah.
I was like, let's not look at it like that. Let's just talk polite. She'd be like, yo, it's not your fault. Because it wasn't, the crazy thing is, what he was saying is like, you can't blame him. We weren't blaming him. We were blaming it on us. Like, yo, we need to fix this on the film so it fits better. We need to do this. And he's like, yo, I can't. And he was like, yo, we're not asking to do that. But after a while, it's like, you know what? You're right, bro. So just go that path, go that way, lead him into where he wants to go, and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to understand just because somebody's coming at you in a way or deflecting stuff.
You got to give grace. You got to give grace. I've been in a real place as of late. Just of a lot of grace giving. And I think it comes from the book that I'm reading, right? It, you know, understanding kind of what love is and how we treat love and just all of the things in our lives that we tend to focus on that pulls us away from love and what love can be and what it should be. And one of my big homies pulled me to the side, and I think we was talking about just niggas being upset and you know, niggas wanting to fight, and it's always a problem. He said something along the lines of like, yo, I got into a place where I don't get mad with niggas no more, man. He's like, I understand that evil is a spirit. It's not a person. It's not a person, place, or thing. Evil is a spirit, and it'll take over a person. So, you know, the whatever spirit you're coming in contact with, it may not be the happiest or whatever, but you can't put that on yourself. You can't even blame that person. Mm-hmm. That's just where they are. That's just the spirit that took over them that day. Because that same person could be an amazing person, could be going through something at home, could, you know, potentially just lost a job. What they could be going through so many other things, and that spirit took over them, and they're pushing it out everywhere else. You just got to give them their space. You got to give them their grace.
Yep.
So
that's a fact.
That I've been playing a lot with that lately.
And sometimes it's pride.
200%.
A lot of times it's pride, and people just when people go off on you or people go off on anything, people always tend to blame themselves. Like, yo, what did I do? And it's not all about you. Like, this life is not all about you. Your life is about you, yes.
Yes.
But everything else around you, like, I've been saying this for a while, and it's crazy because even I know you didn't see the Kanye shit yet, but it's crazy that Kanye said this in his interview, because if you've been around me as of recent, not too many people know. Well, I haven't told too many people this, but certain people I have. And I told them, I was like, yo, I might be different, but I think of life as a game.
Yeah.
And I think it's really like Grand Theft Auto. And the crazy thing is, in the interview, he goes, yo, life is like Grand Theft Auto. This exact word for word of what I've been saying to a couple people for the past couple months. People are like, yo, Rob, why do you think like that? I'm like, yo, honestly, sometimes I wake up like I'm chasing to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm running from being broke. And I'm there in the middle, always trying to get here and not trying to be here. And it's like, this is my game. So maybe, and I told my mom that, she was like, I told my mom, it's like a month ago. She was like, yo, you're not wrong for feeling that way. And I was like, but maybe like my purpose isn't to be there or be here. It's just to be there. And that's just the game that you play. And in my world, it's like, maybe I'm just the only character. And there's, of course, I have my family
and my friends, but if I look at it in a realm
of this is my game, certain people are in my life and then they disappear. Certain people are here and they stay forever. Certain people I never meet, but I see them on Instagram or I see them on TV, and it's just part of my life. And with Grand Theft Auto, it's like, and Grand Theft Auto is, you're given a choice to play that game.
Yep.
When you're in that game as a character, you can either walk on the street and be a regular pedestrian,
or you could be a wild ass nigga,
or you can take these missions and shoot up the whole shit and go rob banks. And if you get caught,
it's on you.
It's on you. Or you could be that person in the street that just walks and gets slapped across the face and gets up and runs away. Or it's just so much in that game of real life.
Yeah.
Like Grand Theft Auto, I feel, is the first game of real life that one of the
it's
first
the closest, the closest, closest yeah, yeah. thing to it.
Because we always had like Age of the Empires.
Age of
like
the Empires. We had Sims and all of that. But this, that's the first one that.
But even The Sims was real.
Even Sims was real.
I say Sims was like the first real one because it's
But in the Sims you couldn't control everything.
And in The Sims you really couldn't control everything. And in The Sims you really couldn't like do any like really you couldn't really be a menace to society.
Nah.
Like you couldn't like go buy a gun and go whatever and
go crazy.
Oh yeah, hop on a plane. I mean, I don't know the new games now, but when I played The Sims, it wasn't like that. Grand Theft Auto is, I can go get some bread.
I can build a house. I can make some money.
I get some hoes.
I can make some money the right way. I can make some money the wrong way.
Hoes.
All that.
Liquor, weed, projects, drive-bys, planes, trains, helicopters. There's everything in that game, but you had choices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying a lot of people made the right choice in that game because it's not real life. And they know if you die, you spawn back, or you go to the hospital, you lose some bread. But it's like, it taught you like, yo, you got to pay bills.
You got to do
all these things. The only thing it really didn't give you was like children.
That's it.
But cool, whatever. I don't have kids, so still, my Grand Theft Auto. But I think about life like that because it's like, sometimes I get in my depression states.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why me? Why hasn't my time come? Why hasn't this door opened up for me? And it's like, yo, this is my world. Maybe that's not supposed to happen. Or maybe it is going to happen. Just it's not the right time for it to happen. And I feel like, especially as Black people, we get caught up in a world of where it's like, why not me?
Not even just Black people.
I mean, I'm only speaking because it's
our people. No, of course. But not only just as Black people, but just us as a whole. I think we're in a really, really weird time.
But haven't we always been, though? If you really look at it.
We have been, but not like this. And it's because of this brand new social media age where everything that we see on these social media pages is everybody living a life like it's golden.
Right. Everything that glitter not gold.
You look at these people's pages and all of that stuff. You just keep scrolling through the best moments of everybody's life, and it looks like everybody got bread. It looked like everybody looked good. It looked like everybody got this. Everybody got that. But you don't really realize that all of the stuff that they're going through back home.
Facts.
I've gotten to a place, you know, even battling depression, because the one thing about that I've learned about depression, which is it's so terrible, bro. I'm gonna say it like this, but it's real. Depression is like herpes, bro. You don't get rid of that shit.
That shit is in your system.
Bro. That shit is gonna pop up when you least expect it. You think you somewhere, somebody says something wrong, and then all of a sudden those thoughts come rushing back to you. But you just have to have. You have to learn the things that combat it. So one of the things that I'm somebody who lives by quotes, you know, if anybody knows or follows me or anything like that, you see every day I'm always trying to post like a different quote, something that kind of resonates with me, resonates with my day, where I am, where I'm not, what I think people need to hear for that moment, like a word that hit me that I think other people need to feel. And one quote that somebody said to me that stuck with me like while I was in my depression phase was
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row?
Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
A lot of times we don't listen to God. A lot of times we don't pay attention to the signs. He said, coincidence is the language of God. Gratitude is his currency. So
that's deep.
If you to understanding the language of God, understanding the, you know, things in our life that we'd be like, huh, that's a coincidence. It's really not a coincidence. It's listen. Pay attention. There's something happening. There's a reason why you feel that. There's a reason that feeling hits you a certain way. And the being gracious and having gratitude in the moments, just like you said, getting to a point where you're like, whether I have that much money or not, I'm cool. Right. I'm good right here. Like, as long as I'm happy, as long as I'm good, as long as I could put that shit on and feel good and just be happy, nigga, that gratitude is going to, you're going to be able, the gratitude that you're paying back is going to bring you so much more. The main reason I say all of this stuff has been happening during this year's holy time, which was literally Lent back to back with Ramadan. The whole time I'm sitting back and I'm praying, I'm talking, you know, I don't know whatever you believe in, as long as you believe in something, it doesn't matter what you believe in.
Higher power of any sort.
Just believe in a higher power. Me talking to that higher power and just saying like, yo, I need an opportunity. I want to blah, 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 blah. I want to do this. I want to do that. Making my vision board, you know, doing the work, making sure that I'm rehearsing even lines that I don't have. I'm doing acting classes. I'm working on singing all the time and this and that, blah, 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 blah. And God is like, word? All right, cool. Let's see what you do with that. All right, cool. Let's see what you do with that. Are you gracious for this? Are you gonna fumble the bag? What are you gonna do with this? And once the energies, the higher power, whatever you believe in, once they feel what you're able to do, and once you push forth even more gratitude, the more that is gonna come at you. So. It takes time. It takes time to get to a place to not blame or want to place blame everywhere else, and just really be gracious for the good stuff that happens, man. Like,
Thanks.
And even if it's just waking up, if it's something that if you feel like you've hit rock bottom to the point where it's so low that the only thing that you have to be gracious for. Is just waking up.
You woke up.
Be gracious for that. You woke up.
Once you understand, I won't say even understand, once you just take into consideration that there's a lot of less unfortunate people out here.
Bro.
Than what you're going through, especially in America. We're talking about like, well, the land of the free, whatever the fuck you want to call it. There's so much else going on outside of this that it's just like, be happy to be healthy. Like, there's a lot of people that didn't wake up today, not on purpose. Like, they had no control of what their body was going to do. Like, do the things that you could take control of, which is exercise.
Yep.
Put forth in, like you're saying, prayer or whatever you feel like it is. Be gracious
prayer,
for what
meditation,
you're
meditation, whatever you, feel, you decide to do.
There's books out here you can read to just make yourself smarter to where when you get that opportunity, you know what to do with it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people ask for shit that they're not even ready for.
Son, somebody said one of the most genius things I've ever heard was, It's genius and it's disrespectful at the same time. If you want to hide $1 million, put it in a book. Somebody will never see it.
They'll never see it. And like, I, like a lot of people think about shit. It's like, yo, I want this and I want that. And I like I could be like, yo, I want a relationship. We're not talking about me at this time.
We're not talking about him.
And I'm not saying I don't want one, but I'm just saying at this situation. A lot of people are like, yo, I want a relationship. And they'll get the perfect person and not know what to do with it.
And fuck it up.
Because they don't know themselves. And once you get to know who you are and what makes you happy, and I hope money is not what makes you happy, because you'll never be happy chasing
True
money.
Indeed.
You'll just be happy, and then money will always come once you're happy. But once you find your internal peace and peace of mind and happiness and what you are and who you and when you walk into that room, you know who you are as a person. Like, there's going to be nothing else that's more glorious than that. Like, yeah, you're going to feel a whole nother like weight off your shoulder just off the fact that it's like, I know me. And I know it makes me happy. And when that person or that whatever that job comes into my life that I enjoy, I'm going to know how to embrace it. And I'm going to know how to take that shit to the top rather than how come it's not me. And not saying I haven't done this, because I definitely have. Like,
we all have.
Why not me? And why it's not really comparing, but it is comparing. It's like, how come it's not my, why I've been working hard for this. And it's like, once you throw all that shit out your head, which still sometimes it is in mine. Yeah. It's never all going to leave. But it's like, I'm happy with myself. And that's why when I woke up this morning, and it's like, I'm waking up to text messages like, yo, can I get to your event? I'm like, yo, just come, bro.
Pull up, bro. I got you.
Man. Like, come on time, but pull up. Don't violate my time, because I wouldn't violate yours. But facts. I want you to see the work that I put in. And I want this to give you the strength to be like, yo,
I want
to
do something.
I want to do some shit too. Mm-hmm. And I know me now based on who motivated me and shit. Like, you being on stage and doing movies, you did mad shit in the past year that niggas don't even, first of all, well, it's been, how old, Tristan, what?
Tristan, it will be two in December.
Okay, so I'll say this. From the pandemic till now, you've done so much. You've gotten married.
Yep.
You've had a child.
Yep.
You've been, you started a new job, which you're now on Apple TV.
Yep.
You're on Broadway.
Yep.
You're still recording music.
Yep. Dropped something with OWN for Oprah. Did something with
the Essence cover.
Did the Essence cover. We got a movie that just dropped for Really Love with Netflix.
And now I don't mean like boast and brag about my mans, but I actually do. but then there's times where he's also depressed.
Yeah.
It's like so much positive things are going on in his life. You still have time to be depressed. Yes, that's life. Everything's not going to be perfect, even though it's, I just named accomplishments that niggas would be like, what? Just give me one. But it's like, you, nigga, I'm talking to you. You wouldn't even know what to do with one because you're still worried about doing six or seven of some shit that you're not even comfortable doing. You only want to do it because the next person next to you is doing it and you just want to follow the leader.
Facts.
Like, be the chief in your tribe. Be the leader of your school. Mm. Be the director of your play. Don't worry about what other niggas is doing, bro. Like,
that's a fact,
and man. Once you stop worrying about what the next man's doing, your blessings will, I promise you, just
flow.
Even the blessings that you never thought, you even didn't even think of, your higher power or whatever you believe in is going to bless you with that shit.
Oh, just peace of mind.
That's it.
Just peace of mind.
Peace of mind is better than any fucking Jesus peace you could buy.
Son, yo.
That's the best peace you could buy is peace of mind.
Peace of mind. That's a big fact. Yo, there's one thing that I think a lot of guys kind of get caught up on.
Bitches?
Besides that. Okay. But they are a nuisance to our community, guys. Young ladies, you guys are. No, I'm playing.
I gotta get. You know, I can't just be me.
No, it's I just got finished watching the conversation between Oprah and Will Smith.
How was that?
It was good. It was good.
Will looking a little.
You know. It's Will.
It's Will. It's Will at the end of the day. Yeah, I keep forgetting who this man is.
It's Will Smith, bro. He said something. He said something that's like at the beginning of his book. He was talking about, you know, I think a lot of times people tend to look at whatever they're trying to do as such a daunting task. You know, they look at it like it's the biggest thing in the world. And he goes into this story. When he was like 9 or 10, his dad used to own an ice company.
Okay.
Like a company that, you know, sold ice to different places and all of that. But also, his dad owned a refrigerator company. So they could refrigerate the ice. You buy it, you buy both from me, whatever, whatever.
Okay, okay.
There was a wall. I could be saying the story wrong, but if I'm wrong, go watch it yourself. It's on Apple TV.
They won't. Plus. Your story's going to be right.
Yeah. So there was this wall that was separating one building from the next. And his dad, you know, bought the building, trying to expand the whole building and make it one whole thing, broke down the entire wall and told Will and his brother, who was probably around the same age, they're both like 8, 9, or 10. I want y'all to rebuild this wall. And
kiss my ass.
And at that age, Will was like, what? He's like, his dad said, yo, build this wall. Showed him how to mix the concrete, showed him how to put it literally one brick at a time, like make sure the brick was put perfectly. And he said, you know, we were there like every day after school, we'd come in, we'd do a couple more bricks until it turned night. My dad would bring us home. We'd come back after school, do the same thing again, do the same thing again, do the same thing again. He's like, and after a week of doing it, I remember just being like, yo, dad, I'm 9. Like, how am I supposed to build this wall? Like, I can't build a wall. Like, how am I supposed to build this wall? And he said, my dad said, there is no wall. He said, I know there's no wall. He said, no, there is no wall. You're focused on a wall. Put a brick down perfectly. Once you put that brick down, go get another one and put that brick down. He said, and since then, I just had the whole mindset of, instead of looking at the entire daunting task
step by step,
whatever you're doing, just put a brick down. One brick at
start,
a time.
Start somewhere.
Just put a brick down. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. He said it took us maybe like a year to do the whole thing as kids. He said, but the lesson was learned that it doesn't matter how long it takes. Just put that one, just go get a brick and put that one brick down. And then go get another one and put that brick down. So, I implore you guys, the same message, you know, don't focus too much on the daunting task of what you're trying to do. Don't make it seem bigger than life or bigger than it already is. Take your time. Just put one brick down. That's all you got to do.
That's it. If you actually, there's so many things that I still want to do. And like I told you, like I want to take an acting class.
Yeah.
I want to write a song. Like I want to do a whole bunch of stuff that I will do. But there's so many things that we say we want to do and we just never do. So my thing is like you say, put that one brick down, just try it. And then if it doesn't go as planned, don't just stop. Refocus back up, figure it back out. Now try it again. Now, I mean, after a couple of times, if it is not you, it's not you.
It's not
you. Try.
If it's not you, it's
but
not you.
Don't go into life being like, well, don't leave life thinking like, what if?
Mm-hmm.
What coulda, shoulda, damn, I should've done this. You're, 10 years from now, you're either going to be like, God damn, I made the right choice, or damn, I didn't even try to do that shit.
Man, so. I've gotten to a place after pandemic and quarantine and all of that stuff, where there was a lot of things in my life that I've said yes to or said no to, because yes to because it was comfortable, no to because I was scared of it. And I didn't necessarily know what that was. I didn't know what the seed was. So I would make excuses, and the excuses would be bigger than the seed. So I would only focus on the excuses. I'd be like, oh, well, you know, I'm not making enough money here. Or, I'm not going to be able to move how I want to, or I'm not going to do this. So, but when you actually break it all the way down to what it was, it's just I was a little nervous about doing it. I was scared. For some reason, whatever it was, I was scared. So I've made it a decision. I've made it an effort of mine this year and for the rest of the years of my life to really focus on the things that I am afraid of. And those things make sure that moment that I feel scared or that I feel like I'm starting to make too many excuses to why I shouldn't do things, to push further, to go after it. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody said, there's glory on the other side of fear. So those moments that I do feel a little nervous or I feel fearful or something like that, shit, even being on this stage for the first time,
I know,
terrified. Every single night, we're in the house with at least 300 to 800 people.
Shit.
Every single night. 300 is a light night.
You got 8 shows a week?
8 shows a week.
Remember, there's only 7 days in a week, y'all.
I'm doing eight shows a week. We have one day off, which is Mondays. So every day you're coming in contact with so many different spirits, so many different souls, and everybody is coming in there, leaving, feeling amazing. And that's the best part. But before that, when I tell you I was terrified.
Every show is one brick.
Every day of rehearsal is one brick. Every time I get on that train, that bus, whatever, to get into the city, that Uber to get into the city and be like, all right,
you taking
cool.
The train to Broadway?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's fire.
Yeah.
That's great.
I wanted to get the whole, that's the real fact. Life
the real
New
life.
York experience.
That's like Jay-Z when he took the train with the VMAs and shit. That means a lot because you're with the people. The show is for the people. You're with the people and it's by the people. So
by the people.
That's
so every single day. And even now, just like you said, every single show we do right now, every time I get on that stage, it's another brick. It's another day that I'm swallowing a sword. I'm getting ready to, I'm shedding a fear, or I'm facing a fear, which is being out there on that stage in front of y'all. I could fuck up. I could miss up a line. I could stumble on something and it could be terrifying, but it's really meeting that fear head on and getting to the other side of it.
That's fire. I'm lost for words right now. That's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Not fucked up that I lost words. It's fucked up that I don't know what's... Yeah, it's fucked up.
but you know what's... I'm about to say, you know what's crazy? That's actually our whole show.
That's
the show. We literally about to finish right now.
We did that. We did. Shit. God. Be nice. Damn.
Yeah,
man. But just going, to put a button on it and, like, this mental health stuff is just, it's real. And especially for us, where we've been put in a place where it goes back in time where, you know, like...
When we weren't allowed to even talk about it.
We weren't allowed to talk about nothing. Like, it's not that we weren't allowed to talk about it. It's that we were scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we were scared that whatever we would say will get to a place where it's like, well, what you complaining for?
Yeah.
Like, this life, we struggle. This is what we do. And it's like, yes, we struggle. But there needs to be a safe place that we could talk about our struggles and not compare each other's struggle, but help each other.
Just have a place that we have enough space to just say, dog, I'm
tired.
Feeling this way.
I'm
dog,
tired, bro.
Tired.
Like, it's hard, like, especially as us, like, as men, like, we couldn't even say, like, I'm tired right now without being bashed on, like, you fucking mean you tired. Like,
yeah,
get up off your feet. It's like, yo, bro, like. It's not even just going to work. I'm just tired with life. Like, life is tiring, and the way we're the image that's put on TV about us is just like it's the same narrative. We're black, and we're doing wrong things, and we're selling drugs, and we're doing all this. And it's like it's so negative to watch the news that it's just like this shit is tiring. But it's like,
son, they just had a little white boy on at his trial that they considered a kid who was scared for his life,
killed.
Who killed two people, where you have a young black man like Trayvon Martin, who was unarmed, walking in his neighborhood with a hoodie on, who's considered a thug. That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's our wild. Life.
And these white kids been unpacking their baggage with therapists since the land before time. And it's like, that's cool in their world. Our world, it wasn't cool
at all,
and now it's like I'm glad that people are starting to see the light that yeah, therapy is good and it can be good in certain ways. But seeing like that white boy on trial just bawling and crying about
balling,
yeah, I don't even know what the fuck he was even talking about, but it's like, and then to have the judge, did you hear what the judge's phone went off and it was like,
and it was
the
Trump's. Yeah,
it was his song for when he was getting.
It's crazy, bro.
And it's like the way the world works is like, and that's why like it's crazy. Like when you look at like the KKK, I went to school in Indiana, and that's where it was found. And to learn about that in its own depth is like, why do they wear hoods? And it goes back to, it's like they wear hoods because this is the same cop that pulls you over.
Yep.
It's the same politician that's in the office.
Yep.
It's the same judge that's on the stand. It's the same lawyer that's defending you. It's your public defender, whatever the fuck it is. It's all the people that you see on a daily that have these hoods on so that you don't know that you know them in their natural human state. And that's the reason behind that whole shit is because it's around us and it's been around us and it's not going anywhere.
No.
And the longer we're here is the least, the shorter amount of their lineage. Is that the right word?
Lineage, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's, there's not, basically, in the next 20 years, there's not going to be them.
No. we have to eradicate it.
And that's because a full white person is really, y'all love us. Y'all love our skin. Y'all love our, you love what we do. Y'all love our mix. And, eventually, there was that Anglo-Saxon.
The Anglo-Saxon. Yeah.
It will be none left, and that's what they're afraid of, and that's what they're scared of. And of course, you know, it's going to happen whether they like it or not. Yeah. But at the same time, we can't give them the power like we gave that white boy the power on the stand to just boo-hoo and cry after you killed two people.
Amen.
We should have boo-hooed and cried before you killed those two people, and you should have told your traumas to somebody else, like your therapist, so it never happened. But instead, it happened, and now you have to, which. I'll be really honest with you. I feel like they're not going to set an example with this kid. And he's going to, I won't say he'll walk, but maybe he will walk.
Well, listen, we'll see. And I'll just say I pray America gets this right.
Yeah.
Because
y'all been getting a lot of shit wrong.
We've been getting a lot of shit wrong.
Including all presidency shit too. I don't want to.
We're not even going to get in that.
Yeah, I don't want to sugarcoat shit like we got a good president in office like that. Because niggas just sleeping and people and other people in office are just, I haven't seen at all. But that's a different topic.
Yeah,
it's a different
subject.
I want to stay positive on the note of talk to your people.
Talk to the lady.
Go talk to the lady. talk to your friends about your problems. Don't let shit sit on your chest and not want to explain something. And now you're lashing out on people because they don't know how you feel or how you've been made and all that type of stuff. Everybody goes through stuff at the end of the day. Just know you're not the only one.
Exactly.
I'm here.
You know, lead. I'd say just lead with love, y'all.
Yep.
Lead your the way that you can have a good day like Ryan had today.
Positive.
Just lead with love. Start the day with love, with the feeling of love in your body. Love on those people that you love on your family, love on your friends. A lot of people, we need to get into a place where we actually understand the feeling that we have for our friends is love. It's real love.
Perfect.
Love on your friends, love on your family, love on the loved ones, that your lady, your man, whoever you're dealing with, love on your people, man. You want to have a good day, love.
And don't be scared. Don't be scared to admit that you have those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look in the mirror and talk to yourself, yes, but show other people that you have feelings. You don't got to be tough all the time.
And
in our communities, we're always built to be tough. Like, you got to be this and you got to be macho. It's like, no, you don't. First of all, like, love doesn't have to be tough. It's
at all.
The definition of love is really soft. And and once you recognize that and understand that, then you'll understand a little bit more about life and you'll understand a little bit more about people and yourself.
Yeah.
So, that's really all I got to say. Of course, you know our email, guysnextdoor123.
Yep.
At gmail.com, Patreon, good looking. You got more great new content coming out.
We got a lot more content coming for you guys, man.
We have some special episodes provided by some great partnerships that we got working on. And you'll see us back soon on the road.
Yeah, man.
That's really all I got to say. You know, I'm your host, Fly Ra.
And I'm your boy, Mac Wilds.
This is the Guys Next Door.
Peace.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.